Hey guys, it's Amelie.
And Tanner.
And this week, we're gonna have Tanner. Tanner researched this case and took all the notes and everything, so he's gonna be the main narrator here today. So let's see how he does.
It was a normal Christmas Eve in 1945 for the Sauter family of Fayetteville, West Virginia. Except for the oldest son being away in the army, all nine of his siblings were enjoying the holidays at home with their parents.
That's more siblings than we have.
Yeah. George and Jenny are the parents. Cool. When it was time for the children to go to bed, five of the children, Maurice, who's 14, Martha, who's 12, Louis, who's 10, Jenny, who's 8, and Betty, who's 6, that's the long list.
They're all 2 years apart.
Yeah, just like us.
Yeah.
They asked for special permission to stay up later. Jenny told them they could stay up a little while longer, but they had to remember to take care of the farm animals, turn out the lights, close the curtains, and lock the front door before going to bed. George and Jenny and four of their other children then went to bed.
Were the other children older?
I don't know.
The four other children?
It didn't say. It only said the names of the others.
Oh, okay.
The four other children went to bed, including the eldest daughter falling asleep on the couch.
Okay.
Later in the early hours of the 25th of December, the phone rang. Jenny left the first floor bedroom she shared with George and the baby and went into the hall to answer it. A woman was on the other end of the line, and it sounded like there were several people talking in the background. The woman asked Jenny for someone who Jenny didn't know. Jenny told the woman that she had the wrong number. The woman laughed strangely and quickly hung up. May have been puzzled momentarily about this strange call in the middle of the night, but her focus quickly shifted to the fact that the house was quiet, but that all the lights were still on. The drapes were open, and the front door was unlocked. Jenny just presumed that the five children who had stayed up late had forgotten.
Oh my gosh, no, you always have to, like, make sure they made it inside.
Yeah. She closed up the house and returned to the bedroom. Back in bed, Jenny was drifting back into sleep when she heard what sounded like an object landing on the roof and then rolling along the side of the house.
Did Santa drop something? It was Christmas.
She smelled smoke.
Uh-oh.
It was approximately 1:30 a.m. on Christmas Day. She shook George awake and ran to the door of the bedroom. The hallway was filled with smoke and flames covered the stairway leading up to the children's bedrooms. George and Jenny shouted up the stairs for everyone to get out of the house quickly. Once out front, a head count showed that five children who had stayed up late were not outside with the rest of the family.
See, she should have looked outside. You know, guys, I think it was Santa. It's obviously Santa who took them.
Santa should be arrested.
Yes.
The flames grew quickly and blocked George from going back into the house, thinking the only way to get the five children out would be to get them out through a top floor window. He raced around to the side of the house for where the ladder always stood. Ladder was gone.
Oh, where's the fire department?
It's Christmas, so they can't bring a fire truck going meow 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 through the neighborhood. And I'll explain that. I'll explain that more later. Panicking, George then thought that if he moved one of his trucks to the side of the house, he could stand on the top and help the five children out the window.
By truck, do you mean like tractor? Because I'm just picturing like a pickup truck.
Yeah,
I
think it's a pickup truck.
But that wouldn't be able to reach like.
I think they had a small house.
Okay.
Because when I saw a picture, it looked like a really small little hut.
Okay.
So first he tried one truck, and then it wouldn't start. So then he tried his other truck, and it didn't start. Although they had both been working perfectly the previous day.
Huh.
All George and Jenny and the four children who had managed to flee the house could do was watch the fire ravage the house. The fire was brutal and reduced the house to ashes in less than an hour.
That's so bad.
Nothing was left but charred timbers, rubble, and the basement.
See, like, if the fire department had come, was able to come on a holiday, they could have possibly, like, been able to keep at least some of their house.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly, because the fire chief could not drive the fire truck, and because it was a holiday, it wasn't until 8 a.m.
Why would it be 7 hours?
Until the fire truck appeared. By that time, the house was rubble.
What made them wait 7 hours? They could have been able to save at least some of the house. Now the family lost everything.
Mm-hmm. Local police followed the firemen to the scene and did a cursory investigation. The coroner was consulted, and it was determined that the five children had undoubtedly perished in the fire, and that the fire had been caused by faulty wiring. But George... Oh, sorry.
Oh, you know. So, like, if the fire department had come, could the children have been saved?
We'll get to that later.
Okay.
But George and Jenny were not satisfied with that explanation. They wanted an in-depth investigation to thoroughly explain how, among other things, faulty wiring could have caused the fire when several lights were working perfectly during the actual fire.
Yeah, that's...
They suspected that there was something more to be discovered, and they demanded answers.
As you do.
Yeah, that's what you would do. You were like, I need to find my five other kids.
Yeah.
And the answers that started trickling in supported George and Jenny's suspicions. First and foremost, there were no human remains found anywhere in the rubble, and nobody had noticed the distinct smell of burning flesh during the fire or afterwards, sifting through the air. All of the ashes produced no skeletons. Jenny would later find out from a local crematorium. That's where you cremate something.
Somebody.
Well, it's not always somebody.
It usually is.
Yes, usually. That took it at least 2 hours at a temperature much higher than that of a house fire for a skeleton to disintegrate.
So what was the police's, what did the police say about that? Because they obviously didn't die in the fire.
They didn't say much, but they thought that it might have been a missing persons case or a kidnapping. Okay. But the fire at the soldered home burned for less than a half an hour. There should have been five skeletons among the ashes.
Yeah. And there wasn't one? Not even one?
Mm-mm. It just didn't make sense. George and Jenny began collecting bits of strange evidence that pointed away from the explanation the authorities had given them. They came across a bus driver who said that he had seen what he described as fireballs being thrown on top of the roof. That could be what Jenny heard from earlier.
Yeah.
Could this have been the noise Jenny heard? A woman somewhat familiar with the Sauter family stated to have clearly seen the five children go in a strange car while the fire was blazing.
Wait, the mom got a call after she sent the kids out to go do their chores, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if whoever called was the person who kidnapped them, and they had taken them, and I don't know why they would ask for someone though.
Yeah, police didn't think that it would have been that person when Jenny gave her story.
But it could have. Did they even look into the call?
I don't think they did.
Why? I don't know. I don't understand why you wouldn't look into every, even if it's not very likely.
It said they looked all on their property, where the farm animals were, because...
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they told her.
Did they look into the phone call at all?
Don't think they did, because I think they just didn't think it was necessary to understand, go through.
But how... You can't be certain, though.
Yeah.
They could have been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's just...
At a diner 50 miles west of
Fayetteville.
A waitress would later say that she had served breakfast to the to the five children on Christmas morning, but she couldn't recall how many adults were with them. This could mean that there was more than one kidnapper, which was probably true, because how would one person, even if they're very physically fit, get five kids?
And one of them is like a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
It's like,
that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. It could, although, like, if we're going with the phone call thing, it could explain, like, how there were other voices. Maybe let's just say that whoever called them, like, was who kidnapped the kids, right?
Yeah.
So, like, the voices in the background that Jenny heard could have been, like, the other kidnappers trying to keep the kids quiet.
Possibly. As word spread and photographs of the children were shown in the vicinity, a woman said that she saw four of the children. Where was the fifth?
Wait.
She saw four of the children in the company of four adults at the hotel in South Carolina.
What'd they do with the fifth kid?
Huh. Maybe.
What?
It could be possible that they, like, killed the oldest.
Oh my gosh, that'd be...
That's a long reach, though.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
So, yeah, they were spotted in a hotel at South Carolina with four adults.
Okay.
These glimpses gave George and Jenny hope and caused them to pursue their own investigations and forensic experiments. Jenny burned chicken and bones in an oven to see if they could be completely destroyed by the fire in 45 minutes. The bones remained intact. George heard another house that had burned to the ground that clearly featured complete skeletons among the debris.
Yeah, I listened to a podcast about another true crime story. I can't remember what it was, but there was a fire and people were, like, in the house and they weren't sure how many of them died in the fire and how many got out and were still out there somewhere. And it took a while to find all the skeletons in the fire. But the skeletons were pretty, like...
Not in the open, per se, but...
Well, they were, like, buried under the ashes and they weren't, like, fully intact. But they could still find them.
Yeah, and there was nothing in this case for that to be shown. Armed with these facts, George and Jenny went back to the police and demanded to have the fire further investigated, but the police refused.
Why would you refuse? Like, so obviously there are kids out there and you need to, like, figure out where they are.
So the reason the police refused was because that they were claiming the coroner's inquiry determined that no crime had been committed.
What? Then, wait, did the five kids just disappear off the face of the earth?
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
Like, how do you just not... Sorry, I can't find the words to express what I'm feeling.
When kids are missing, you don't just, like...
Yeah, like, they're obviously somewhere. The oldest one is 14.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure they didn't just run off.
Yeah. So George and Jenny continued along in trying to find answers. George would repeatedly dig through the ruins looking for some kind of clue, and eventually there appeared to be the first trace of evidence, a few bones and what seemed to be some kind of inner organ. Wait. Tests showed that the organ was a cow's liver and that the bones came from a person older than any of the five missing children.
So, where'd the bones come from?
It said it was some kind of inner organ from a cow's liver, maybe?
No, but what about the bones? You said the organ.
Oh, yeah.
Where would the bones come from?
I don't know, but I think they might get tested later on.
Okay.
I don't know. The bones showed no sign of damage by exposure to the fire. What?
Wait.
How would bones, like, not get damaged in a fire?
Yeah, especially if it was going for, like, an hour, you said?
Yeah, it was about an hour.
That
doesn't make sense. George and Jenny would not quit. They got a billboard near the site of their former home, which featured photos of the five children and announced a $10,000 reward for the safe return of their children.
Wow, that's a lot.
Who they now thoroughly believe to be alive and taken from the house, while the fire was deliberately set to cover the tracks of some kind of abduction.
So were the police just not looking for the kids at all?
Yeah, it seems like they had other things to do.
There's five kids missing. Pretty sure you can find the time to at least do something.
Yeah, it's like they're not taking this seriously because of the fire, but they didn't find any bones in it. Like,
and the one bone they did find obviously wasn't some, like,
human bone.
It was a human bone, just not.
Not a.
It wasn't person. Some, like, 10-year-old's bone. Like, yeah. You know?
If it was human, plus it was probably adult.
Plus, it would be. They would have found a full skeleton.
Mm hmm. It's not like they just chopped their leg off.
I don't understand, like, why you would just go, yeah. Oh, no, we're not going to do anything to find your kids. I'm sorry. How could you say that to a grieving parent?
I know. Parents.
Well, yeah, I messed up, okay? I'm sorry.
All right.
So, one of the most puzzling questions is how the actual alleged abduction took place. How did the kidnappers get the five children out of the house, considering that the oldest kid was asleep on the sofa in the living room, and the parents were asleep in the bedroom less than 20 feet away? Surely at least one of the kids would have made some noise, had a stranger, or even someone known to the family, come into the house and taken them away. There's at least one scenario that may have happened that would solve this specific puzzle. One of the chores the two boys were told to do was to attend to the family's handful of farm animals. It is possible that all five of the children left the house to perform this chore. The three girls were probably there to watch, as they probably didn't do much because it was, like, what, 1945? Women weren't...
Yeah.
Yeah. Women weren't expected to do much with, like, farm animals. So, maybe they were taken when they were outside and away from the house, and that's why Jenny found the door unlocked. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe they went to the farm animals before they could lock the door and turn off the lights.
Well, because you don't lock the door until you're back until in the you're house. Actually
back in it. Yeah, that would, yeah. But, okay. The whole story is still studied by amateur...
Sleuths.
Trying
you wrote
to...
the word and you don't...
Okay, I used, like...
Oh my gosh.
So I used something to make it smarter. Amateur sleuths trying to get to the bottom of this puzzling disappearance. There are even sites on the internet devoted to this mysterious tale, although as time goes by, the chances of finding a definite conclusion grows remoter with each passing year.
That's so sad. Imagine just never knowing what happened to five of your kids.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they were a part of the youngest, too.
Yeah.
Like, they still... It was
most of the youngest kids. And I wonder how it must have felt for that older brother that was in the
that
army.
Was in the army? Oh my gosh, imagine coming back and being like,
where are my siblings?
That'd be so sad.
Yeah. I'm not supposed to be the one crying.
How could the police, what was going on in 1945? Well, oh, that wasn't that during World War II?
Oh, yeah, the end.
Yeah, but they should have still done something, at least, about finding the kids.
Yeah, but my assumption is that they were kidnapped, and eventually just, I think they just either got killed, or just, yeah.
Do you think they, like, grew up?
They might have escaped and, like, grew up and then no one knew about that. Like, but wouldn't you think he would, like, go to police or something?
I honestly don't know. Mm-hmm. Or, like, what if, I don't know.
Well, either way, I have strong beliefs that they are dead now because they were, like, okay, they were, like, my age in 1945.
Yeah, that's you're, like, what, 10?
11. Oh. Thanks very much.
I didn't want to do the math, like, 15 minus 4, hang on.
Jeez. Yep. So that was this episode, and this episode was researched by Tanner Allen, me, and
accompanied by me.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry if you heard a bang. I kept dropping a ball
on the
keyboard.
Yeah. So, anyways, we'll get back to you next week with another episode.
See you later.
Bye.
Hope you all had a fun Memorial Day weekend.